Episode 1418, The Beauty of Simplicity.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to have an incredible hump day? Okay, that just sounded weird. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to get your joy jar filled. It's healthy living. The beauty of simplicity. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, no one enjoys stress, but desires health and happiness. So what if you could have a happy life with less stress? Sign me up. Embrace the beauty of simplicity. With the holidays in full swing, come on, you just came off of Thanksgiving, and now you're about ready to what? Roll on into who knows what, more birthdays, Christmas, maybe you celebrate Hanukkah. Wherever you are and what you're doing, all these celebrations, plus you're juggling the day to day, it's easy to think that more will make us happier. So we say, yes, yes, sign me up. More parties, more commitments, more committees, more decorating, more wrapping. Oh, that means more shopping too. Okay, I like that a little bit, but well, oh, not so much. The more you're doing makes you feel what? Wanted and needed. Maybe even happier, well, at least for the 2.5 seconds after saying yes. Yet. Then when the day arrives with a hectic schedule, you got to make the turkey, got to have the ham, you've got a house full of 35 guests that, oh wait, you only know 10 of them? And all you do is worry about getting it all done. How does this make any sense? Did you know what has been linked to over 90% of illnesses? Stress. You got it. S-T-R-E-S-S. Stress. Are you feeling it yet? Okay, if you're not yet, great. Take a deep breath, because I know most of us already feel it on a day-to-day basis, but you add in the holidays and it's like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? Stress clogs our wellness. It really does. It stifles what we need to be doing within our own bodies. It causes the body to lose its ability to regulate inflammation. And inflammation is what? It's leading cause of heart disease, you know it, depression. I mean, there's just one thing after another, even the common cold. And what happens with continued chronic stress? The cells become insensitive to cortisol. We need that, right, to kick in our immune system. But when it's saying, not so much, inflammation goes unchecked. Happy holidays. You too. Oh dear, stress. Sign me up. More parties, more commitments. I am so done. Just what you need during an already stressful time. Is that where your life is sometimes? Maybe you don't even need the holidays to feel that way. Maybe you wake up in the morning and you have the Monday blues all the time on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you repeat it again. Your body is worn down. You just don't feel like you have that pick-me-up anymore. God did not regulate our bodies to feel so beat up all the time. Yet, unfortunately, that has become the norm. Welcome, stress. Yet, can we really do anything about it? Oh, yes, you can. So take the stress out of the picture and whittle down your worry. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Whittle down your worry. Huh, I love that. Wouldn't it be nice just to sit down and whittle down life? Say, maybe not here. Oh, this might be nice. Oh, maybe not so much here. Reducing stress in your life opens up your heart to the meaning of holidays and celebrations. It's no longer the duties that bring worry. When we say yes to something, that means we're extending something else as a part of that yes. It's not just yes, it's okay, yes, and I'm going to have actions and commitments in regards to my yes. And at the time, it may seem absolutely wonderful. You know, those 2.5 seconds that, oh, wow, this is going to be awesome. I cannot wait to tell my husband. And then on the drive home, you're going like, what did I just say yes to? Am I crazy? Well, now I can't go say no because then it'll make me look like this. You've had those conversations internally, maybe actually externally, talking out loud in the car, and you're like, oh my gosh, if someone's listening to me, they're going to call me crazy. You're not crazy. You are stressed. It's time to whittle down your worry. So how do you do that? Well, we're going to talk about four different ways. You can avoid it, alter it, adapt to it, or accept what it is. Okay, so what does it look like to avoid it? Number one, just say no. This is a way to eliminate the stressor. Avoid it. Just say no. And if you're not sure if you're, you know, should say no or say yes, guess what? Then say no. If you are sitting on the fence and you don't feel that confident, yes, then right now it's a no. It's easier to come back, did you know, and change your no to a yes instead of changing no or changing your yes to no. Okay, did I get you confused yet? Let's try that again. You want to avoid it, right? It's easier to change a no to a yes than it is to change a yes to a no. At least that's what our brain thinks. Now, ultimately, it's just a two-letter word to a three-letter word or vice versa. But to our little brain that sits there and goes, oh gosh, what are they going to think of me? How will this person, you know, how will it affect them? And then if I let them down, then that could affect this and that. And oh my goodness, do you see the ripple effect? Not good. So just say no. Avoid that person or that, you know, that may be stressing you out. Don't go to the event. Control what you can. Avoid it. Just say no. It's okay. You cannot say yes to everything. I used to do that and it did not get me very far fast. In fact, it actually slowed me down, and most of the time, I would crash by the end of things. So I may make it through November and December, but come towards the end of January, February, all of a sudden, I was like sick for no reason. I'm like, what's going on? It's because I was totally exhausted mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. You name it, it happened. And so my body crashed. So instead of allowing your body to crash, you can't keep living on that roller coaster. Avoid it. Just say no. Number two, alter it. Change how you interact with the stressor. So you can use different words to communicate, right? If you're like, okay, well, this sort of makes sense in regards to this. Change your holly daily life. So how you're living out your holidays, your holly daily life, what does that look like for you? Maybe you need to compromise some. And also what? Express how you feel. You need to be able to own up to your feelings, to your emotions, and to also the actions that you do want to take or that you don't want to take. So you've got to alter it. This is all about whittling down what? That stress, whittling down your worry. Number three, adapt to it. See worry, see the stress from a different perspective. Release your control. You know how you like control. I know I love control. Sometimes, I don't know, call it a high, but it's fun, right? Just think like, yes, I am in control. I have command. We really don't, but it feels good when we do. You can't. You got to release your control. Change up your perceived expectations. Stop having them. Expect the unexpected. Reframe the problem. You know, if you're stuck in a mess, you know, I had a few messes here right before Thanksgiving. One thing after another, the pool, the ice maker, you name it, water. I mean, who wants to deal with water? A leaking shower. Okay, that was an extra one that I didn't tell you about. But you see, the list goes on and on. And the next thing you know, you're just like, oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right back to that. And you're thinking, why did I say yes? Because if I would have said no, then I wouldn't be in this position. And then I wouldn't have to make all these changes. I wouldn't be stressed. And you're like, whoa, I can see it now, but I couldn't see it then. Breathe, adapt to it, reframe the problem. Okay, maybe there's a positive in this really big negative. Find that silver lining. Look at the bigger picture. And if it deals with an actual person, because sometimes, a lot of times, our stress comes from what? Our interactions with people, our relationships. And I'm not saying just within your family. I'm talking about your coworkers, your community, your volunteer, people at church, even a stranger. You can be at the store and, ooh, yeah, You might be saying, could you not just make a decision? Why do you have to sit here and go and change things? You're wasting my time. Well, you know what? Love them where they're at. Adapt to it. And finally, number four, accept what it is. Let it go. Some stressors just can't be changed. Some things we just can't do anything about. So why sit there and what? Worry more. Don't be a worry wart. I can remember my grandma. She's so funny. She would just make me laugh all the time. And she would tell me, sweetheart, stop being a worry wart. You can't change anything. Yet, you know what? She was the worry wart. And I was like, seriously, grandma, you're telling me that? Yet, you're the one who worries all the time. She would. She'd be, oh, sweetheart. When she was much younger, when I was just dating my husband at the time, she would have these serious conversations. And I don't remember exactly the conversations we had. But she would want to give her two cents in what you need in a husband. You know, she wanted to make sure I was going to be well taken care of. And that, you know, everything that I wanted in life equal to what God wanted in my life. And so she wanted it all to match. But she told me, you know, not to worry, yet she would worry for me. I didn't have to worry. So it's one of those things where, you know, let it go. Some stressors just can't be changed. Stop fussing over what you can't change. We're so good at that. I was talking to my son yesterday, and his regular bus driver did not come back or has missed now 3 days at school driving the bus. And he's my, you know, he's my little G-man, and he's the one who likes things in order. And he is the worry wart when it comes to what is needed at school. And it's been a harder transition for him. This move has been. Well, I keep praying about it, and he's getting better, and we've been working on strategies, and it is getting better for him. But every once in a while, like yesterday, we got stuck. He got stuck, I should say. And he's like, oh, Mom, it's a substitute driver. Now I've got to worry about being late to school. When I'm late to school, then I'm going to miss the announcements. When I miss the announcements, I don't know what's going on. And then that just ruins my day. And I'm like, whoa, you can't control this. You're not going to be in trouble if you're late getting to school because it's the bus. You're on the bus, so it's not held against you. You can get your announcements from a teacher, or you can look on the website. They have an area where the kids can go, et cetera, and look. And I'm like, why are you worrying? You got to just what? Accept what it is. It is what it is. You can't change it. The main thing is what you get to school safely. And when you get there, you're ready to focus. That's your only concern. It's not about, well, what bus driver is this? And I'm just tired of them being late. And, you know, why can't they come on time? I mean, all these questions, I'm thinking, dude, chill out. Now, you may not be waiting for your substitute bus driver to pick you up. You may not be worried about that, but we wrap ourselves up in the stuff that honestly can't be changed. So accept what it is. Look for the positive. Yes, look for that silver lining. No, you don't have to be there to listen to some of the boring announcements. You get to straggle into school and not be counted tardy. Bonus, your day is going to be shorter, maybe only by 11 minutes, but it's shorter. Woohoo! The beauty of simplicity. Whittle down your worry. Don't allow your body, don't allow your mind to get trapped in it, because you know what? It doesn't feed your cells properly. It hinders them. And when you hinder those cells, they don't serve you. And then you wonder why you're tired. You wonder why you don't have the energy anymore. You wonder why you're fussy and crabby. You wonder why you're on edge. You wonder why you can't keep a clear mind. The clarity is just like you're walking in fog half your day. The beauty of simplicity. Look into it. See where you can begin to adapt it into your life. That's a reflection you want to see in health and wellness within your life. What does it look like today? What can you change up when it comes to your stress, when it comes to your worry? Where can you whittle down your worry? And maybe you don't know. Sometimes we are so caught up in our own stuff that we're like, oh, well, I can't lose this. And there's no way I can take this away. And if I take that away, then that means I would have to take this away. And I can't give this up, because then that means do you see how complicated it can become? And we don't realize that we're doing it to ourselves, but we do it. We reason out a great and incredible no, and we substitute it with a yes. If that's how you're living more for the yes instead of the no. You want to be in control? You got to whittle down your worry. You got to find that beauty of simplicity and interject it into your daily life, daily, and also your holiday life. Are you ready to do that? If you want some help with that, and you're like, I don't know, I'm in the middle of this mess, and I might be able to avoid it, but the altering and adapting to it, I don't know, it just doesn't work for me. I've tried things, and I'm not there. I would love to help you. Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. It's complimentary, which means it's free. How many people like free things during the holidays? Most things are not free. It all comes with a cost. The only cost here is you being bold and giving of your time. That's all it costs you. What do you have to lose? You don't. You have everything to gain, especially the beauty of simplicity. I get that life can really be overwhelming and stress. We don't know how to adapt to it always. And sometimes the littlest things that are right in front of us are the things that we miss. Those are the things that cause greater worry. Don't allow the worry to get under your skin. Literally. Don't allow the worry, don't allow that stress to eat at your cells. Don't allow it to take away your time here on earth. God has designed you, created you on purpose for a purpose. It's time to create your now, and it starts with the beauty of simplicity. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.